This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Guys, right, tell me something not radio friendly that happened over Christmas.
Tell me something, girl.
Also, hi and welcome back.
Hi, how are you doing? Ooh, something not radio friendly.
I had like the lads over on New Year's Eve. This is radio friendly, but I had them over on New Year's Eve and they were still going at 4 a.m. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then one of the girls, Megan, was leaving and she was like, do you want me to get them to leave? And I was like, yeah, please. So she was like, right, get the fuck out, mom, up we go. And they're like, what? It's only 4. I was like, I need to go to bed.
Only 4.
4 a.m. I haven't seen going. 4 a.m. in a while.
They would have kept going till 7:30, Karen. They probably said, but they're now.
I had the funnest New Year's ever. I was in the local pub in Strably, where is a tiny village in Waterford where my parents live. And like, I've done New Year's there with them before, just have a few drinks and go home kind of a thing. But the local pub had gone ham on New Year's, right?
Fun.
They'd organised a singer to start at 7. So obviously locally, that's kind of, you know, you don't get that very often. So the place was packed from 7. We got down about 8:30. My sister was there, her fella, my mum and dad, me and Jack. And then they had, and someone had like, they had a sign in the pub written in handwriting about what was coming up on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And after the singer from 7 and 9, they said they were doing a finger buffet.
Oh.
But it was a finger buffet. But someone
I'd
had
to
written,
hear Emma say derriere later on in the show.
Durrier. Someone had obviously wrote ED, so it was a fingered buffet. So the fingered buffet was like really famous.
Sorry, what is a buffet?
You're now calling it the fingered buffet.
So you know it's a buffet.
They'd added ED.
Yes.
Sorry.
Do you do this on purpose?
No, I swear I don't. It's just my brain just reads words as I think they should sound.
Yeah.
Oh my
fair
God.
Enough.
So what, like colonel you'd read as colonel?
Yeah.
And just say it like that.
Yeah, but that's a hard
confuses
one.
Confuses me.
It is a very, very hard. Yeah, so you would say gnome.
Ah, I'm good with the silent gene. Come on. I'm not that bad. But yeah, sometimes if I don't know a word, I'll just go for it phonetically. Anyway, someone had written finger buffet. That became very famous all week. It was an amazing buffet. Then there was a dishco, and that started at 10.
Did it have the H in it? A dishco.
Yeah, it is actually.
It's implied.
That's why I said it like that.
Dishco. I like it. I love the way they do that in the country. Like
so
it.
Good.
I don't know. I literally can't think of one word now with it. With it as a what?
The wesht.
The wesht. Or yeah. I thought you said a quest. as a quest. But yes, a question.
Dishco, yeah.
Anyway, go on.
I'm going to have 3. And I spend a lot of time in that pub with my dad because anytime I go home, we go for a pint. So I know all the local lads who'd be that little bit older sometimes.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Dave, they've just sacked Amarim.
Fuck off. No.
Yeah.
The United guy.
Fuck.
I loved him.
Man U's manager.
Yeah, oh my God.
Emma and Dave were just talking about them this morning. Him.
10:05 on Monday morning. I would never do
that. No, that's
you, Emma,
absolutely fine. That's a big deal.
No.
I'm gutted about that.
He wanted it. He wanted the payout.
He was asking for it.
He was.
What was he giving out about yesterday? Being like, bastards. I'm a manager, not a coach.
Yeah.
What?
Because he was like, people have been using the word coach on him and he didn't like it. He was like,
some managers now are head coaches rather than managers.
And he was like, I am a manager.
But
you're not today, are you?
No.
Nothing today.
Spoke too soon with that one.
Sorry, Emma, you really know a lot about stuff now.
I'm
about like
really
football.
Into it.
It's really good.
Yeah, you're
it's
so
really
good.
I feel like this Premier League is anyone's win. Everyone's beating everyone.
Don't milk
who
it
are you calling?
Just because they won me. Sorry, can I even say that?
What?
Yeah, we're doing safe for radio.
I put a tenner on Aston Villa to win 2-1 2 weeks ago for the crack because everyone was putting a
bet
on something.
Did you put money on Aston Villa to win the league?
Not yet, but I might. And then I, for the crack, was like, are Aston Villa playing? Go on, throw another tenner on for me. I've made 220 quid off Aston Villa in the last 2 weeks.
I
They're
can't
my favourites.
Imagine Emma ever going to a bookies.
No, it was
online.
It'd
be on the app.
It's all online these days.
Paddy Power.
No, but I actually was. The day we were going for drinks, I was going to go into the bookies because I knew that they were out for the horse race. And I was like, to my friend Ave, who knows nothing about this either, I was like, come on, we go in next door. And then we just sit in the pub.
That's
nip
funny.
In.
And then I was like, Mashes are. No.
I wish we could talk about that on the radio.
Oh, no.
Always better.
Aston Villa are obviously my team.
Yeah, and they're doing very well.
Yeah.
They're doing very well. I think Arsenal are going to bottle it at some point.
I think it's all to pay for it.
I think it's City's year again.
I think it's Bournemouth's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's always nice to try. It's always nice to try get involved.
And of course, Celtic.
And of course, Celtic. 1038.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music.
good morning.
Oh my God.
We're back.
Oh my God.
Welcome back.
Happy New Year, one and all.
Hey, guys.
Happy New Year to you.
Isn't it nice to do a live show?
Hey. What are you talking about? That's all we ever done. Any time.
You heard us over the last 2 weeks. We were definitely here.
100%. We were sitting right here.
Right here.
In our pajamas.
Remember Christmas morning at 9 a.m. when we were right here.
I was here. Do you remember that? Do you remember the Christmas desserts game?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Fiona accidentally showed up. Christmas morning.
Where are you guys? He's coming in.
I was going to do a whole like things, places we'd rather be right now. Mm. And I'm like, no, bit negative.
Bit negative.
I can't think of anywhere
else.
Give me one other place you'd rather be apart from bed.
Don't say that now.
An Ed Sheeran concert.
Because bed's up. Really? And you hate him.
Yeah, that'd be the reason. That's why I'd rather be there.
Oh, come on. He will never play Ireland. He doesn't really like it here. And I wish he'd acknowledge us more, to be honest.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Spins. Recharged.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Happy New Year and welcome back.
Hey,
Happy New Year. Welcome back. I hope you
Happy New York.
Yes, it's good to abbreviate the already two syllable, very quick to say.
My fellow Jack, the morning after New Year's, checked his phone and he'd sent a selfie at 3 a.m. to his parents and his brother that said HNN.
Hey, HNN.
Happy new. No. Happy New, not doing it.
Big fan of the Hoover and Teletubbies. Nunu.
Nunu!
Happy Nunu.
Hey, I haven't thought about her in a long time. And now she's back. A few Christmas presents over the period that you probably kind of won't use again. Love and light to whoever gave them. But before Christmas, back on the... It was one of the weekend nights before, like the 23rd or 22nd or something. Yes, something like that. We met up with Dwayne, my husband's dad, and his family, and Dwayne's stepsister, stepbrother. His stepsister had brought loads of stuff for the baby. She got him tiny little pair of Crocs and all this stuff. Aww. So there was really cute gifts being exchanged. And then Dwayne got his dad a framed picture of the wedding. For context, I got married in November. We didn't talk about it much on the show, so you might have missed that. I'm also pregnant, and my name is Fiona, by the way. I'm not here very long, but I'm leaving in a sec. So his dad unwrapped this framed picture of the wedding, and it was Dwayne in the middle, his mom's family on one side, his dad's family, standard, gorgeous. I'm not in the picture.
Oh no.
What?
I was like, are you not sure about me, or am I just not? It just was it looked like he was marrying his dad.
Yeah.
It was the two of them in suits in the middle, with little flowers on.
And come here, did you only realise that you weren't in the photo when you actually saw it being unwrapped by the dad?
I didn't know he was getting him this. So if I'd seen it before, I probably would have been are we good? Do we need to talk about anything?
I'm kind of on the lad's side on this one, to be fair.
Well, he was embarrassed.
Why?
He was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Hang on, I'll show it to you now. I have it on my Instagram.
But I'm
I did post it because I was let's remember this.
But it was for his dad. It was just a photo of the two of them looking dapper in their suits.
Yeah,
no?
I know, but what?
It's also...
Oh, sorry. It's a family group. I thought I was picturing a shot of at the table.
No, not just him and his... It was okay, everyone get together for the pic.
Yeah. Family pic.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Fiona is not in that at all. And it's the rest of the wedding.
It's everyone. And I'm it actually must have been hard to get a photo without me. I feel you really had to search for ask the photographer.
Where were you when that was taken?
I can see where that is. So that's literally behind the venue.
Yeah.
You had loads of photos done there already.
Well,
there's
so many of all of us.
And did he apologise?
Yeah, he was scarlet. He felt really, really bad. And it was kind of do you know when you jokingly are mad at your partner in front of their family and their family don't know how to act? They're like, are they actually, is there in trouble here? And even his dad was like, well, I'll let you deal with that yourselves now when you go home. And don't
don't be bringing it here to the restaurant.
Dwayne, you're in trouble there.
Yeah.
But hey, if you married someone last year, maybe include them in your photos for family if you want, or whatever.
The whole idea of the family's coming together and stuff, but you're...
Yeah,
I actually don't think that's ever happened before, but to be fair, you should have been in the photo. Where were you? You're obviously saying hello to guests or something.
This band from Bray in County Wicklow, Four Childhood Friends. Big things ahead in 2026, no doubt. This is Florence Road. It's called Break the Girl. You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona Cornyn. I've missed that song so much.
Oh, haven't we all?
It's so good to be
back. It's been a hard 2 weeks without pausa.
It's lovely to be back into 2026.
Did you do 2 weeks without pausa? I couldn't.
Every day. That's my alarm clock.
Every day.
Welcome back, 2026. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And naturally, because, you know, maths and time, etc., many songs are turning 10 years old this year.
Oh, yeah.
And I love these stats because it makes you just have that little moment of, like, suppose
I'm surprised you love these stats. Because for me, whenever you hear those kind of things, like, oh, this movie is 47 years old, you're like, oh my God, I'm so old.
Yes, yeah.
And this is exactly the kind of thing that would make someone go, oh, I'm so old.
I think it's just, yeah, as you get older, you kind of realise how, like, 10 years is actually nothing.
It's
really
nothing
in the grand scheme. But look, what I've done is I've pulled some of the songs that do turn 10 years old this year, but a couple of them in there, or a few of them in there, are not. Just to try and see if you can figure out the miscellaneous ones
right,
that aren't in there.
Wake up for 2026.
Exactly.
Lock
exactly
in.
Consider this your coffee. Was this song released in 2016 or in the years before or after it? So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder.
We should get bonus points if we know the artist and the title.
Okay, off you go.
Chainsmokers and Closer.
Us. Yeah, oh my God, female right vocalist.
Halsey.
Yeah.
Oh my God, well done.
Yes, 2016.
Are you locking that in?
Yep.
Fiona?
Yeah.
Just going off Dave? Or?
Yeah, because he really knows about this. Oh, very good. I would have said later if you hadn't said later.
Yeah. Isn't it frightening?
Yes, it is. It's
that's
scary.
Honestly, I'm probably unpopular opinion. It seems older to me.
What?
Yeah, it seems like 15 years
really
older.
I would have said like 7 years ago.
Yeah, right, I would have thought that as well.
Let's rock on this one. Is Ariana Grande? Oh, sorry. What's the name of the song?
Into You.
Yeah. 10 years older, more or less.
Yeah, it's 10 years
old. I think 10.
Yeah, it's 16.
Locked in?
Yeah,
well done. What about this? She's up all night to the sun. Ooh. I'm up all night to get
some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night God, no.
Song of the summer.
Much older.
Way older.
I remember I used to work in a factory and they used to play a certain radio station that I won't name, and they played this every hour.
Oh God.
Along with that weird Robin Thicke song, that weird
Blurred Lines. Oh my God, Let That Live
that's
Forever.
That's so funny.
That is 20. I want to say that's 2012.
Yeah.
That is so funny because on the list of this year, Blurred Lines comes up as well.
Yeah.
They're both
really?
2012.
I had 2013 for that, but probably released in 2012.
Yeah, probably really. And then it hit in 2013.
Well done. You're absolutely flying it here. What about this?
Oh.
No.
2016, 10 years ago or more or less than that time. What are you saying, guys?
There's no way it could be 10 years old. I'd say that's about 2018.
I think it is 10 years old.
Okay.
So it's a wrongy for Dave and a righty for Fiona.
Oh, it is 10 years old.
I saw it on a list.
Oh, Fiona, you should have just owned it.
I know, sorry. But I love to win. I actually don't. But okay. I was shook by that.
Only a couple more to go. Like in my head, Little Mix were put together on The X Factor 3 years ago.
Of course.
What? For me, it's like 20 years
really?
Ago. We have such a different ideas of time.
Sorry, I actually don't even know that song.
Touch by Little Mix.
My Owls.
Don't answer that.
10 years. I would say it's more than 10 years.
I'm going to say less because I've never heard it.
You're both wrong.
Oh, it's that's 10 years?
10 years old. And finally, stop. This one. One kiss is all
it takes.
One kiss. I remember in 2016, I was on a radio station and I played Hotter Than Hell.
Ah, Hotter Than Hell.
Sorry, has she been around that long? Fair play.
And so I would imagine that's One Kiss. That's definitely younger than 10 years.
Yeah, no, I think younger as well, for
You're
sure.
You're both absolutely class at this, yeah? That was released in 2018.
Wow.
Oh my God, it's almost like we work in radio.
Yeah, but 10 years ago.
No, I did.
I was.
Actually, yeah.
I was
too.
Yeah.
Here's
no, I
was. Now. This is 12 to 12. You're listening to Spin 103.8. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Spin's fully charged. Recharged.
Taylor Swift with The Fate of Ophelia. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And I actually watched that documentary, An End of an Era. It was all about the Eras Tour and kind of what it takes to put on such a huge beast of a show for a year and a half. And I really enjoyed it.
Really?
You'd recommend? I'd highly recommend. It's eight parts and I really like her now.
Oh,
what? I never like disliked her majorly, but
you're coming into a weird time of liking Taylor Swift because she's kind of falling off.
I'm going to be clear. I don't really like her music.
Okay.
But she seemed all right in the tour. She's nice to her staff.
You're so the opposite of
everyone. You're the opposite of everyone.
Yeah, no. She does. Obviously the documentary is like going to be favourable to her because she made it.
Of course. She's executive producer of her own documentary.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Interesting.
It's worth a look.
Yeah.
I went to a tasting menu over Christmas.
Oh,
Jesus. You're after getting real notions.
Another tasting menu. Well, to be fair, this is kind of like it's specifically the restaurant is for tasting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
but,
I went
but,
to
as
before.
As opposed to...
yeah, that's actually
you don't
good
really
point.
Taste out of the restaurant.
No, but it's all tasting menus. Do you know what I mean? So it's 10 courses.
Oh yeah, you correct. Yeah.
But what happened to you? Because you used to be like, just give me waffles.
I know. Yeah. Well, I still am, to be fair. But I just thought this was on me and my girlfriend Pippa's list. So we decided, right, why not go around Christmas when it's, you know, incredibly busy.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So it was a 10 course tasting menu, and it was called a Hollywood Christmas. Right. So every course was based off. A Christmas movie.
Oh, that's cool. Cute.
Which was interesting, but like very, very loosely.
Yeah.
Okay, like incredibly. To the point where the waiters would come over and for a lot of the courses, they'd be like, so this is based on this movie. And then they go, I don't know how.
I love that.
So for example, it was course one and it was Home Alone. And they'd give you a little quote for the movie.
Mm.
And the quote of the movie was, a whole cheese pizza just for me.
Oh, of course.
Okay? So you think, Brand, I'm getting a full cheese pizza. What you got was a donut with all of like the filling of a pizza in the donut.
Oh.
It was savage.
It was.
Was it good?
It was the best thing ever.
I wasn't sure how your reaction was going to go there.
Course two was like the Santa Claus, right? And the quote was naughty and nice. So you had two kind of bits of food in this course two, basically. And so the naughty was basically a croquette with cheese.
Of course.
And it was
I wish you could have guessed.
It was so good. And then the nice, which was horrible,
I can imagine,
was duck liver parfait.
No, I thought for the Santa Claus they do like the eggnog or like the hot chocolate.
Sorry, there
was
so many things that they could have done for so many, you know, movies.
Yeah,
but they didn't. Like,
it's
say for example,
we have duck parfait.
Yeah,
let's link that to everyone's favorite.
So, course seven was based on the movie Elf. Right?
Okay. Well, surely.
Okay, and the quote was, "We elves stick to the four main food groups."
Yeah.
Now that's where the quote ends, but I know the quote continues on with candy canes, candy corn.
Yeah.
Sugar and syrup, or something like that.
Something
you know
like that. Yeah.
So I was like, "Grand, we're getting spaghetti with maple syrup." We just got. We got maple smoked duck ragu on pasta.
That's not even anything.
It's nothing to do with the movie whatsoever.
Wait, okay, no, it is maple and pasta.
They had a lot of duck to get rid of.
Yeah. They had a lot of duck.
Oh my
the
god.
Parfait,
not a good day for the ducks
maple
at this restaurant.
Now, in fairness, I have to say, like, I ate everything.
Yeah,
like there was a goat's cheese thing, there was some fish thing. There was a skewer that had like ham and like turkey and stuff on it with like a load of it was drizzled in like black pudding.
No.
Right? Oh. So I was like, this is unreal. It was on a skewer. So I just bit straight into it and I was like, that does not taste like beef. That's mad. And I was like eating it and Pip was like, yeah, you've just eaten into a giant square of squash. So for some reason squash was also on the skewer. So later on I got to the thing. But yeah, no, it was actually class. A lot of like two of the courses were just a drink, which I found interesting.
Okay. Well, but, like, yeah, I suppose when it's 10. It's
but like not an alcoholic drink. It was just like, it was a shot of like basically course three or something was a shot of cucumber and jalapeno gazpacho, roasted chili and paprika.
Wow. Did you wake up feeling like Superman after having your first taste of cucumber?
I woke up and I was in the green on my whoop. I was feeling pretty good.
Well done. That's your vegetable for the week. That was your New Year's resolution,
wasn't
it?
Yeah. And then course nine was basically an iron brew float.
Nice.
What?
So it was just like iron brew with a bit of cream and stuff on top. It was deadly.
Sorry, well, let me guess what Christmas
yeah,
movie
please off. Guess what movie that was.
I'm going to say like Die Hard.
It was The Snowman.
What?
Walking in the
Shut
air.
Shut up.
Well, in fairness, famously, the Iron Brew did an ad with the snowman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Very good, very good.
So that was kind of like, fair enough.
And then I guess, yeah, the float is, the snow is floating.
Yes,
the ice cream.
There you go. So that was the closest one to the movie.
Okay.
Here's new music from Kingfisher. They had such a great year last year. Wonder what's ahead for this year. This is called Hold Me Down on Spin.
Jaded eyes along the border. Oh, my dreams have turned to grey.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Kingfisher, that's Hold Me Down on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Lads, I have to say, I am absolutely thrilled with certain gifts I got over Christmas that I know childhood me would be like, what?
Oh, no.
Do you know, like, when you're a kid, you'd be like, that is the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life.
I got soap. I was buzzing
and
with it.
I that's the kind of vibe.
Yes.
My mom, I honestly started crying. I didn't, but I was just like, that is so cute. She got me a mug that has no handle because you're meant to, she said, cup it in your hands and take a moment in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Dave's rolling his eyes.
Dave's head.
Jesus,
you know what that's
mother
given?
Of God.
It has.
It's given
no
cacao
hand.
Ceremony.
Mm, are you meant to have a moment every time you go to drink your tea?
Yeah. That's the idea.
Emma, you have a very early start in the morning.
Let's all just be in the moment while I scald my hand.
Well, I will say, I did pick it up the other day and try and walk to the sitting room and I had another cup in my other hand. I was like, ah! But this cup, it looks like the sea. The bottom is all sandy, then it's all blue. And then in the sand, it says, Graw.
See,
Graw. Oh, because you got that tattoo.
I did.
Sorry, did you get Graw tattooed?
Yeah. Ages ago.
Oh, my
Florence
God.
Florence wrote it.
Florence, my niece, wrote that.
Guess who got a Graw tattoo like 3 weeks ago?
I saw your girlfriend Pippa got it as well. Should I get it now as well? Because we want to be friends with Pippa.
The Graw tattoos are all the rage.
Are they?
All the rage. Another present that I got that I'm absolutely thrilled with, that my childhood me would feel is very boring. My grandmother wrapped 2 hand towels.
Oh, very nice.
That's lovely now. They're nice quality ones, I'd say.
My granny loves to go into Home Store or More, right? Throw stuff into a trolley and then wrap stuff up.
Class.
So on top of the 2
I would love
towels
that, in
I got, I also got a serving tongs.
Oh, you can never have enough of them.
Exactly. I never had one in my life.
Well, there you go.
Is there any part of you that thinks that your mom bought you a normal mug and broke it by accident and just said, no, well, actually, it's meant to be handleless.
And because she's an artiste, she can paint the cracks from where the handle fell off.
And finally, my sister, this is the best. Croc slippers.
No, that's unreal. And that's unreal for any age.
Unbelievable. They are fluffy, but then they have the Croc vibe on the inside. They also have sports mode and chill mode.
Sports mode.
I'm really hoping.
Have you ever heard that?
No, I have, yeah, but I still like it.
Really hoping my sister isn't listening. Got back to Dublin. Slippers were in the house 2 hours. Seamus ate them. And the dog.
No.
So I've ordered new ones. Didn't tell her anything about it. And apparently they're arriving today. So there you go.
And I'll eat them ones.
I'll have a bite of that. So I will.
I'll have them now for me, Brecky. I will. Wonder what Tate McRae got up to for Christmas. She still
definitely got Crocs, I'd say. Oh,
no, they broke up.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Here she is. This is Edward
Tatum's
Spin.
Ah, well.
Dave and Fiona.
You get Spin 1038 Dublin.
On it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like where this is going.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
On it. Let's go.
Hello, welcome back and happy new year.
Good morning.
There might be people listening now that have just woken up.
Hey, if you've just woken up, it's going to be a beautiful Monday morning.
Well, yeah, I was going to abuse them because I was being like, well, we've been up for 3 hours. How dare you? Get up out of the bed. What are you doing? No, don't stay. It's 0 degrees.
Stay in there. What was the stupidest thing you guys did last night instead of like going to bed early and prepping for the show?
Built a bed. What?
Built a bed?
Yeah.
What?
Built an actual full on bed.
Stop.
For you that you slept in?
Yeah, it just took hours.
Okay.
And what time did you start that at?
Jack decided it was annoying that we didn't have a bed with a headboard. He's been saying that for ages because it just feels weird because you're like up against the wall.
Yes.
And so he went off and sorted this over Christmas. I was at work last night. He said, I'll have the bed ready when you get home. I said, yeah, can't wait. Came back.
He did in his eye.
I need your help.
Yeah, of course.
I can't do it on my own.
Was it like a flat pack situation?
Oh, yeah. Full IKEA job.
Oh, my God. So what time did you get that finished?
10 to 11.
Oh,
Oh my God, yours is way worse than mine.
What's yours?
I started making pancakes at 10 p.m.
Okay.
I started like, watching Room to Improve at 9:30. Didn't
know. Oh, is that what you were giving out about this morning?
Didn't end until 10:30.
Did it not?
No.
And did they improve the room?
They did not. But just the whole episode made me annoyed. If you watched it, listen, if you haven't, I won't give you any spoilers because you may want to go back and watch and catch up. But mother of God, they were the worst.
I can't believe we live in an age where you can't give spoilers about bloody rooms.
Room to Improve.
Where are we? This is Spin 103.8. Emma, Dave and Fiona, we're all back with you.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Hope you're good. Tricky. This is back to, of course, the Tricky 10. We play this around this time. I was going to say 10 past 8, but it's only 6 minutes past 8. We are early.
Don't be wishing the world away.
The ad breaks are a little bit less this time of year.
No. Lean January. for big ads.
As Dave said, yes, 6 minutes past 8 this morning. Listen, we want to get you top of the leaderboard. We want you to win a lovely fuzzy charged snooty to keep you nice and cozy. It's really cold at the moment, of course. And if you want to play at any point, we'd love to have you on. Just message us the word tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
So when you say any point, you mean I could message at 5:10 in the evening?
Yes.
The word tricky and yes. We'll find you?
Because you know, like you can search keywords on WhatsApp. It's very modern.
Very good.
It's all online.
So maybe you're listening to the podcast right now and it's not live. Obviously this is live, but you know what I mean. And so say it's like 7 p.m. and you go, hey, I'm going to message tricky. We'll get you tomorrow.
We will.
You could.
Not a bother.
Good to know.
We will find you. On to give this a lash this morning. Up first.
We will quiz you.
Laurie, how was the Christmas?
Oh, it was very exciting.
Yeah, what did you get up to?
Just lots of meeting family and friends and
that's what you want.
Chilling and eating.
That's what it's all about. What more could a girl ask?
And what's the plan for the day? Back to normal today or have you been back to normal for a couple of days?
No, back to normal today. Amazing. This morning.
What do you do, Laurie?
I'm an S&E.
Very good. And so what time will you be working until?
Just about 3:30.
Okay, not too bad. Then back to the couch, hopefully.
Yeah,
I'm not ready to give it up yet. Listen, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. Laurie, you've obviously heard this game before.
Yep.
And who would you like to ask your questions this morning? Myself, Dave or Fiona? Totally up to you.
Dave.
Okay. Perfect. And we might ask you, Laurie, if you just turn your radio down in the background, please.
Just 2 seconds. No worries. In the shop.
Take your time.
You're in the shop.
That's fine. That's
so funny. And get what you need. And maybe someone in there can help you, depending on what aisle you're in. Do you know what I mean? Okay, I think you know how this works, but I'm going to explain it just in case. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock. In those 55 seconds, we ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer to a question, just give it a guess. As we say, it is a number between 1 and 10, so no harm throwing out a number that you haven't already given. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you're topping it automatically for coming on and playing on a Monday. You will win a brand new Money Can't Buy a Fuzzy Charged Snooty to get cozy during this cold snap that we are enjoying.
You'd need it.
You would. It's Baltic. Icy out there, and you're allowed to wear it to the shops if you want. That's what we say. Yes.
Perfect.
All right. Well, Laurie, I'm going to ask your questions the very best of luck. Here we go. I'm going to count you in. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many continents of the world are there?
10.
Complete the name of the TV show, Hawaii Watt-O.
2.
The perfect game of darts is described as a Watt-darter.
9.
What number month of the year is January?
1.
An octopus typically would have how many arms?
8.
Rathgar and Milltown are in which Dublin postal district?
6.
The English national team has the nickname the Watt Lions.
4.
If 3's a crowd, how many is company?
2.
Girls Aloud released a greatest hits album titled What Number in 2012?
5.
The heart is composed of how many chambers?
7.
Stop the clock. Was that last word a 7? Was that last answer a 7?
I think that's what you said. Wasn't it?
Okay, fair enough. All right. How do you think you did, Laurie?
Pretty bad.
Do you think it was pretty bad, Laurie? Nope, you're not allowed to say that. You're the first player of 2026.
And you were quick with the answers. There's a lot to be said for that.
And that means you're automatically brilliant. Let's check in and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wait.
Hey. the very first one of January is really not bad at all, Laurie. You should have pride in yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, 50 cents is a good pass.
Can I also say, Laurie, you were so quick as well. Like we didn't even nearly hit our time.
Yeah.
I think that was just panic.
But that was great.
All right, Laurie, let's just have a look back at the ones that caught you. How many continents of the world are there? You said 10. There's 7. That's Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, and Australia. Complete the name of the TV show Hawaii What? Oh, you said 2. The answer there is 5. Hawaii 5-0. Then we move on. You were absolutely flew through a few of them then. The English national football team has the nickname the What Lions. You said 4. The answer there is 3. The Three Lions. And Girls Aloud released a greatest hits album titled What Number back in 2012. The answer was 10. You said 5. And finally, the heart is composed of how many chambers? I wouldn't have had a clue. Kind of a throwback to secondary school there.
Didn't even know the heart had chambers.
The right atrium, left atrium, right ventricle and left ventricle. There are 4 in total. You did an absolute stellar job. Well done.
Well done, Laurie.
Thank you, guys.
For the start off to the week,
Laurie,
and to the game.
Congratulations and a great start to January. The best luck today being back to work.
Bye.
Now, if you want to come on and play tomorrow, that's the baseline. A score of 5. It is beatable all the same. So if you want to give it a lash, just message us the word tricky. Our WhatsApp number is 0877 11 103, and even if you message at 5 p.m. we'll find you.
We'll gotcha.
We'll find you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right. Class is back. It's the 5th of January. Hope everybody had a nice Christmas. Let's do a quick roll call. Emma Nolan, are you here?
I'm sure.
David Hammond.
What?
And Fiona Frawley.
Here.
Oh, a full class. That doesn't normally happen.
I asked you to do
some homework before the before the Christmas break. And I would like to know what everybody got up to. Emma, you okay? Do you need a tissue?
I'm okay, thanks.
You're still feeling a bit sick?
I'm all right.
Okay, do you need another sick note or anything? I want to know what you all got up to on your Christmas break, and I hope you've all done your assignments, and we'll start with you, Emma. Dave, get off your phone.
Sorry.
Guys, on my Christmas holidays, I did lots and lots of fun things. I walked on so many beaches with my dog, and then I helped my niece and nephew get ready for Santa. We threw reindeer magic dust on the grass so we could find the house as well. On New Year's, I made everyone in the pub dance, and I sang really loud with my sister. It was bad. I went on hurdy-gurdies, and they were fast, and then I got very, very angry playing 30 seconds because it was not fair at all.
Thank you very much, Emma. That was beautifully prepared. Are you sure?
So mine's much longer.
Okay, no one likes a show-off, Dave. But go on, Mr. Hammond, off you go.
On the 19th of December, I went to Galway and we had pizza and drinks and we stayed in the local town called Oranmore, and then there was a band called The Conquerors and they sang Ollie Murr, so I had a great time. Then came home and for the rest of the Christmas, I chilled on my own in the house because all my housemates were gone. And then I went on a date with my girl from Pippa and we went for drinks and food before each going to our own houses because we both hate each other's beds. And then I went home for Christmas, and then a few days later, we went axe throwing with her cousin Reen in Smithfield. I went to the driving range and the gym and set up my granny's hearing aid, and then it was the 1 year anniversary of my dog Charlie being dead. R.I.P. Charlie. So we were all sad for one day, but then I had a dream about him, so it was all okay. Also, United are still crap, but apart from that, great Christmas. 10 out of 10.
Wow,
that was a great Christmas report. And well done, Dave, for getting
Dave
that
Dave and Pippa sitting in a tree.
Get over it about the dog.
And Fiona, this is your first Christmas that you had with us, so I hope that you've done a really special what you got up to Christmas.
I'm shy. Okay, for Christmas, I went to my mom's house, even though I've promised for the last 3 years that I'd host Christmas dinner. Got away with it for one more year, though, and fingers crossed for Christmas 2026. We all ate turkey and asked, is it meant to be this dry? While my dog made intimate eye contact with the ham. My husband watched Love Actually for the very first time, and like us all, was traumatized by the Emma Thompson, Alan Rickman storyline because of the betrayal, but also because of how ugly that heart necklace was. Everyone stopped saying, oh my God, I can't believe you're pregnant. There's not a pick on you. Where's the baby? And started saying, would you like to take my seat, miss? And wow, you're really starting to see it in your face. So with that considered, I won't be appearing in public for January. Thank you.
So what's she talking about? That was too many words.
Fiona got married last year and also has
in
a baby.
It's very advanced for a senior infant.
And she has a baby inside her as well.
We'll tell you about that.
It's
when
getting
you're
weird
older.
Now, so.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Guys, it's time to get quite serious in here. Do you realise what day it is, Fiona?
It's the start of Q. One.
That is correct, Fiona. No, less hesitation, please.
I'm nervous. I'm shy.
Say it with your chest, please.
It's the start of bloody Q1 and you're fired. All of you. I'll be doing this show alone.
God. See you later.
The dread for some people who have to go into the office and deal with that today. And that is the case for many.
We have to do it on Wednesday. Mm. We have to do an actual, like, real life, like, what do you want to do this year?
We have to circle back.
We're circling back. Oh, everyone's circling back.
And there'll be people piggybacking off that and just jumping off the back of what Dave said. It's going to be a bloody nightmare.
Look, what we like to do every quarter on the show is set some new goals for the 3 months ahead and then revisit the last 3 months and see if we achieved anything that we put pen to paper on. Now, naturally, we never remember what we last said we'd do.
Having a
clue. That's the beauty.
This was the beginning of Q4 2025, and I said that this was a goal of mine. I am doing my first ever amateur boxing fight in November, and, you know, reputation, risk mitigation in combat sports, that is a priority for me at the moment, with the strategic objective to not get totally physically reconstructed or too publicly humiliated.
Okay.
Hey.
That wasn't so bad, eh?
One for one.
Not too bad. Okay, number two. Sorry, the dog is coming up. It has to. He's out of control at the moment.
We need to
drive down incidents of off-lead humping.
Oh, so the dog was humping everything. Is the dog still humping everything?
Yes.
Okay. In fairness, that was more of a him goal, not a you goal.
I thought that meant when you drop the lead and have a quick hump and then go back to him.
No. I worked on that last year.
Well done. Okay, well then, that's a celebration for that.
Then this. I need to sort out a bit of financial governance here, especially when it comes to Vinted. I need to manage to get back what I've spent versus what I've sold. At the moment, it's 80% outgoings, about 20% incomings. I would like to level up by the end of 2025.
All right, how have your Vinted selling been going?
It's a fail, but it's definitely better. My purchasing of Vinted has slowed down, and I'd say I'm probably 40-60 now.
Okay, that's not bad.
I just lost the run of myself.
You're on the way.
That's great.
On the way.
All right.
Guys, thank you very much.
Well done.
Thanks for listening.
Q4 gold, I cannot remember a single one of them, bar I think maybe potentially one of them is like something to do with sugar and tea or something. I can't remember. So let's have a listen to Q4 goals. I'd like to enhance wellness and fitness by improving cognitive performance metrics and strengthening long-term resilience by delivering a minimum 14-day continuous drink-free and pub-free cycle.
Oh,
I remember this. Okay, it's not a pass, but I did do 12 days.
Was that when you were dying sick?
Yes, it was. Exactly then.
You know what we'll do? Listen really closely, look.
Yeah, really light. Okay, that's pretty good. I'm happy with that. 12 days out of 14
minutes. Nice.
I won't do that in the Q1. What else have we got? Streamline daily operations by investing in a multifunctional phone case which integrates a magnetic car mount, a card holder, a pop socket and a stand all in one. Fiona, please describe what is on the back of my phone.
Well, turn it around for me. I see a ring holder that pops down to prop it up. I see your card inside. And I see, sure as day, a magnet.
There we go.
Yay!
Let's go, baby!
All right!
Well done!
I have one more?
You did. Here it is.
Start and complete the sale of my existing vehicle and execute the purchase of a new upgraded car, ensuring improved reliability, reducing running costs and alignment with long-term lifestyle.
Well done, Dave.
I don't even remember that. Sell my car. Yeah. I did it.
Dave, you're unreal at this.
I'm deadly at this.
Oh my God.
I had a great Q4.
Go on, Dave.
Unreal.
The start was questionable, but well done. I dread what absolute shite I came up with for this. I can't remember anything.
Perfect.
I think there might have been something to do with learning people's names.
Let's have a listen.
So I would like to execute a seamless end-to-end wedding experience by managing stakeholder expectations. I want to make sure I don't offend any family members, and I want to make sure no one says, I was starving at that wedding.
Hey.
Were you hungry?
I was hungry, in fairness.
Were you?
Yeah. It took ages of the food. Does anyone remember that?
Oh my God, did
the
it?
The food took ages.
Okay, so that's an X.
And didn't you upset your friend as well? She thought you were really angry with her during her song.
Yeah, that's what I hate the song.
That's two wrongs in one goal.
Okay, very good.
Still a good time though.
You are the first person who said they were hungry.
I got chips delivered, don't worry.
Very good. Okay, so not great so far. What else do we have? Okay, so I want to conduct a full stakeholder analysis of the new Taylor Swift album to identify key thematic personas and their alignment to lyrical deliverables. I want to know who every song on the album is about.
Oh,
I did do that.
Yay!
Yeah, I think I know exactly who every single song is about.
Who is the fate of Ophelia about?
It's about Travis. He saved her from drowning. Famously.
What about what is it? Appella?
Opalite.
Opalite.
That's about Travis's ex-girlfriend. Really? No need to punch down in that way.
Interesting.
No need whatsoever. Okay, finally, Fee.
But I want to ensure continuity of existing bus routes serving my area by minimising service disruptions and avoiding replacement with less community-focused alternatives. I don't want the old numbers to go away and be replaced with new soulless letters. Well, that, I mean, it wasn't exactly in my control, but it did happen.
And yet you decided to pitch it as a Q4 goal.
I said, listen, Dublin Bus, this is what I want. And there are no letter routes on mine. Yay! It's all the L numbers, just as God intended.
Yes! Okay, nice. Now you know, we all know how it works. And you need to start thinking, new year, new me. First quarter, what are we aiming for in the next 3 months?
Oh, I have it, don't you worry.
Pen to paper, we'll come back to that in a moment. You're listening to Spin. This is a corporate world we live in.
It is.
That is the reality, I guess. Yeah. And right now, we are looking ahead to the first quarter of 2026.
Q1.
We just revisited our goals that we set at the beginning of Q4 2025. It was middling. It was all right. We didn't do too bad, but we could have done better. And let's try and aim for full success.
Full KPI accomplishment.
Achievable. And when we revisit this at the end of Q1.
Everyone listening going, you can tell they've never worked a corporate job a day in their life.
Success! I have no idea.
All right, Emma, kick us off. What are your Q1 goals?
I want to be kind of realistic because I really want a success on this. So,
of course.
Number one. This is kind of where it comes to physical capability development. Oh. Personally, I want to establish consistent and technically sound execution of GHD curls. Something I have never been able to do on myself.
Yeah. Okay? So you want to be able to straighten your hair?
Curl my hair.
Oh, curl your hair,
with
sorry.
With a straightener. Yeah, yeah. That really needs to happen. I have a GHD I never use. I want to be able to learn how to do a bloody curl. I'm 22.
Okay.
Number two. Successfully sustain granny participation beyond midnight during our February overnight stay away. Okay?
Oh.
Keep her up late, keep her out, have a bit of crack. She'll then sleep beyond 4 a.m.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So keep her up late.
Keep her up.
When are you meeting up with her?
Before then, hopefully, but we're going on our night away to a hotel in at the
end of February. Oh, that's
cute. Yeah. Otherwise, she'll wake before looking for a bottle.
Yeah. Exactly.
And to get into your bed.
Yeah. She normally wakes at like 2:30 if she goes to bed at 9, so we need to keep her up late. Okay, finally, develop and deploy. I'm going to go realistic on this. 2 new home cook meal options.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh.
This is to better distribute household cooking responsibilities and reduce my reliance on Jack for anything that tastes good.
Okay.
Just two, if I can just add 2 good meals into the mix.
That's achievable.
I think we
need more for 2026 is achievable goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay? So when you're doing
for the sky.
When you're doing your corporate jargon crap today of going into a meeting and you genuinely have to come up with KPIs and Q1 goals or whatever, just keep it realistic.
Keep it realistic.
Like mine, okay? I would like to establish and maintain a bi-daily facial hydration protocol to support long-term skin asset performance and reduce environmental wear and tear. I would like to start moisturising every night and every morning.
Good
That's
for you.
Doable.
That's really
that's doable, and I'm concerned
I think
you
that's
don't
doable.
Do it already.
I haven't done it ever.
Wow.
I got some moisturiser this year, and now I'm going to start actually using it beforehand.
And your skin is so dewy.
I used to just put water on it. So there you go.
That dry me out.
Dry me right out.
Well.
I would like to introduce a minimum viable vegetable intake across core operational days, Sunday to Thursday, to enhance baseline health outputs and sustainability. I would like to at least eat one vegetable between the days of Sunday and Thursday. Sunday optional.
Okay, fair enough. I think that's fair enough. Realistic.
Yeah.
I've already decided on my lunch for the next week.
Okay.
Every day it will be fish fingers and a bowl of veg. And then for dinner it will be a fit food.
Okay,
that's
skinny.
Healthy thing.
Shredding for John.
I'm telling you. And lastly, I would like to improve my cultural literacy, narrative analysis capabilities and long form content commitment by watching The Sopranos.
Oh, that's smart.
That's a great goal that I would recommend to absolutely anyone.
Not official now, and sorry for the chitter chatter among our goals, but I think it's really important for all of us. I need to watch Peaky Blinders, don't I?
Oh, I've never watched that.
I've no interest in that now. I want to watch The Sopranos.
Okay.
Fiona. So we're all picking something violent. Okay, all right. My goals are, you know, I think they're as you'd imagine if you know what's going on with me at the moment. Successfully deliver a baby, ideally without a head size that causes permanent structural damage to the ground and basement floors of my anatomical office space.
Again, not really at your control.
Well, I'm going to try and do it. Okay?
Poor baby
David. If you can
David.
Let me know what foods to eat to maintain small head size of baby, but still very smart baby.
Yeah, big brain. But
big brain, small head is what we're working towards.
Can you believe, guys, that we're looking ahead to a Q1 goal? I'm one of the show is having a piss, literally.
No, any minute now. Well, no, not quite. But I mean, actually, that'd be handy.
By the next ad break, it could be out.
The head would be pretty small at this stage, so that'd be handy. And on that note, build positive employee relations between existing team member, dog, and soon-to-be-arriving colleague, baby, ensuring no workplace conflicts arrive and optimum workplace synergy ensues.
Fair.
Because they're all going to have their jobs to do.
Very good, okay.
They need to get on well.
The baby and Danish need to get along.
They need to be good mates. Work towards getting Taylor Swift out of my Spotify Wrapped. This goal to be revisited and monitored each quarter with careful consideration, with final review to be conducted D-Day in December of 2026.
Fair enough.
So that's going to be something I'm going to have to be checking in on all the time. I do not want her in my Spotify
Wrapped.
Why? Why do you not want her in your
Because
Spotify
I'm just,
wrapped?
How does she keep it? Now, I do listen to a lot of Taylor Swift.
Well, there you go.
But every time I see her there, I resent it.
I think our collective cue for 1, 2, 3, and 4 goals should be have an embarrassing Spotify Wrapped.
Oh God, achieved time and time again. 103.8 Dublin.
On it, on it, on it. Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it. Let's go.
Good morning, hello.
Hey, good morning. And in typical Spin 103.8 fashion, we're going to talk about spice bags.
Well, all right.
For just 2 minutes, okay? Yeah. So relax. Obviously, it was our last day of being off work yesterday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had this planned for weeks. I was like, I know that January 4th is going to be a rough day. It's going to be the Sunday scaries really hitting in. You know, one day before we're back to work, I'm going to order myself a spice bag. And that'll be my day and what I look forward to.
Lovely.
I ordered about 5 o'clock. It arrived. I ate with my housemates and stuff. And it was great. And I thought, January 5th, back Monday. Mm. We are getting into it. We're going to go to the gym. We're going to be healthy. I already told you what my plans for lunch were. Every day this week is fish fingers and a bowl of veg.
Amazing.
And then a fit
so
food for dinner.
About you.
However, I didn't eat all the spice bags. So Monday, the 5th of January, my first meal will be crispy chicken chips and some spicy.
I know.
Whatever it is. From Zion.
That's
or
the problem.
Jean or whatever you
great
call
place
it.
Place to get it.
It's like when you're like, I'm doing dry January, but you were out till 2 a.m. on the, like, after midnight on the first.
Yeah, so
like,
it rolls.
Yeah, or even like, I went out for drinks on the 2nd and the 3rd and the 4th. No, I didn't do the 4th. But it's just like, that doesn't count. Today is technically the 1st of January.
Do you think?
And I unfortunately will be kicking it off with a spice bag. Start as we mean to go
on. You know what else is important?
Waste not want not.
Exactly.
You're being sustainable.
Thank
being
you.
Sustainable. We're in January. It's all about
it's
trying
protein
to spend
for the gym,
less.
Bro.
It is, exactly. You're
and
not throwing any food out.
Like you said, you're not throwing any food. You're actually doing a really good thing in January.
Thank
by you. Eating your
I knew I brought this
leftovers.
To the right people.
Yeah, and it's only the chicken that stays good. The chips aren't good the next day. So really.
Air fryer reheat mode.
Yeah. Oh, I've never done that.
So good. Sprinkle a little bit of water. Oh.
Whoa.
Mwah.
Whoa.
I mean,
I
don't know. I don't have spice bags that often.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. And look, we're going to kick off 2026 like we always do with a bit of class. That's what
a bit
we do
of class?
Around
is
here.
That what we do?
Mm, we're
Are you misremembering what we do?
No, you know smuts around here. No, with no further ado, this is your official warning. If there are little ears in the car, now is not the time to listen to Spin.
Oh.
Now the smut. We're going to kick off with the smut on the 5th of January and start with me to go on, because I'm going to say it. We're going to talk about things last year that people got stuck up their bums. Okay?
It has been a big topic of conversation.
It has.
Online.
Yeah.
No pun intended, but holy moly.
Holy... Very good. The US Consumer Product Safety Commission, they track these anonymous A&E visits, including cases of what actually happened to get stuck up there. And obviously it's all anonymous, but they use it as research to figure out what is the biggest problems, what kind of problems does it cause to the rectum. And
lovely.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Great to hear that
great
word.
Great word.
At this
rectum's word. A great word. Yeah. It's a shame it means what it means, so I'd love to use it more often.
Well, you can use it as often as you want. Say, oh, that lad, he's a real pain in the rectum.
I thought you were going to go, that lad is a pure rectum.
Or, hey, let me just rest my rectum down here.
I like that.
Rest my weary rectum. I'd say you could say about three times a day.
Lots of people, I'd think, in America on the back of this study.
Back
of this study.
On the back.
Certainly
you
have
know what I mean.
Weary rectums. And Dave, you'd be glad to know this study is just from people in America, so you're off the hook.
I was kind of hoping. I was just like, I wonder, will my famous rectum surgery of November come in to play here? But no, it was all good.
We'll do with that rectum later on in the week.
React how you want to these, but these are the household items that got stuck in people's bums last year in America. Nails.
What?
What?
Oh, God.
Marbles. No. A penny.
No, sorry, slow down. Start again.
Nails.
Nails, as in like, okay, because that makes it sound like fingernail.
Not a fingernail.
Okay, next.
Whatever you're into yourself. Light bulb. Doorknob.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Stop. That's awful. No, stop. Be slow. Slow.
Why are people doing that? We didn't even get to talk about the marbles. That'd be hard to get out of there.
Yeah.
Easy to get in though.
They travel easy to get in.
Very easy.
But then they go swimming.
But it's all about the way down. That's what I say when it comes to rectal movement.
Personal care items feature. Okay. Shampoo bottles.
What? That's massive.
Massive. A lube.
Get
bottle.
The Pantene
yeah,
up there.
That would make sense.
Lube, okay, that's all right.
But like, you just got a bit too excited. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you were
okay.
Fine with what you got out of it.
We'll take the lot.
Was
the
any of them any of them accidental?
Well, we do have a list of excuses to get to at the end.
Okay,
of reasons.
Brilliant.
Given. A dental pick, beard clippers.
Oh,
but sorry.
They were wrapped, thank the Lord.
Wrapped with what?
I'd imagine
I don't know.
Cling film or something.
Maybe. Miscellaneous items found in people's bums in America.
As opposed to whatever that list was.
A dog chew toy.
No.
A sandal.
Oh, that's massive again.
A vape.
Okay, it's a bit smaller.
A torch.
What? Batteries in or out?
They all have a kind of similar shape, like.
What they do.
What were they looking for up there with the torch on, though?
Hang on. I need to get up there. I need a proper look.
There's a load of marbles in here.
Oh my God, look, there's the dog's chew toy.
There's me light bulb.
There's the frisbee.
You wouldn't have been able to get that one back.
There's another section called Tools and Oddities. Now,
God, they're in categories. Yeah. This is nuts.
A pliers. The pliers and the tweezers as excuses. I'll give a spoiler. Used to try and help
get the marbles out.
Yeah. A battery powered light, another light.
Why is everyone trying to light up down there? I think it's better in the darkness. It's not something I'm trying to illuminate. Yeah.
And then other things, repeated explanations given for this are curiosity, boredom. Constipation relief.
Question.
Sorry.
Say you put a marble up there, right? Mm. Is it a bit like having an empty piggy bank and putting one coin in it and shaking the thing? Like, would you be able to feel...
It could end up anywhere.
Cheek, like, would you be like, oh, it's bounced over to my right cheek.
No, you should get two of those... if you're going to stick anything up your bum, you should get two of those magnets that go... when you stick them together.
Boing. You know, that'd be a bit of a thrill now. Yeah, that'd be a bit of a thrill. Sorry, I hate to say it, but if it's boredom and curiosity that's doing this, so we've got to start work
have
back.
Have you tried
sooner.
Netflix?
We have to start work back on the 26th, guys, because this is not safe.
Couple of the excuses. Really, I just fell in it to see what it feels like. Was feeling constipated for 2 days. I slipped in the shower. That must be the shampoo bottle. I was bored and used to remove another object that was stuck. The light bulb, apparently, it was glass light first. It got sucked up due to a suction effect, apparently.
I don't think that's a feature of the regular rectum.
You know what's mad? We could say anything right now because not a single person is still listening.
Oh, if you're still with us, if you're still with us, send what I hope is coming in 2026.
Send your rectum
emoji.
7-11. I want the rectum emoji. Rectum.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We couldn't go the entire show without mentioning it because, my God, I had the best Christmas break of all time.
Yeah.
I'm so close to getting a dartboard, but I just know that in 2 weeks I'll have forgotten that I really, really love darts.
I know.
And I'll be like, why the hell is it that I buy this? I'm terrible
at
this.
Do you know what? It's always such a good investment because you can, if dartboard's there, you can come back to it at any point.
Like, yeah. Next Christmas break.
Yeah. True.
Honestly,
you'll be delighted.
I cannot wait till next Christmas break for the darts to return. I know it's also on, like the Premier League will be on like during the year and stuff, and I'm probably a fake fan for only watching at Christmas, but my God, I love it so much. To the point where they obviously were advertised on Facebook, they were like, sign up for the darts 2026, you know, December. And I was like, hell yeah. I do not know. I doubt I'll be going.
But you know, I'd love to go to just a darts night.
Wouldn't it be fun?
I'm not a fan. Like, I don't know much about it.
I was honestly thinking, I was just like, you know the way when you did your first boxing match in 2025. In 2026, Emma, David and Fiona should put on darts night.
Sorry, that's a fantastic
I'll be so crap.
And
but
we
I'll
each
be
have
there.
Our own walk-on music because I think we should only do events where we have walk-on music.
That's essential. That's my requirement.
That's a great joke.
It'd be good crack, you know. But honestly, I just got so obsessed with it. I was watching every single day from the first round I was watching. And they doubled the amount of matches this year because they were like, right, let's get a load more people in for the first round. And so that's why it went on for ages.
Can I ask questions,
fantastic.
Teacher?
Please go ahead.
So what happened with Luke Littler? Because obviously he was everyone's hero. And then reaction wasn't great to him there for a while.
In my opinion.
A few headlines. So what actually happened?
In my opinion, people are making too much of a big deal about it and people are not really understanding the way of like darts. Not that I've been a fan of darts for 3 years. I know people are probably listening, lifelong fans. But here's my genuine opinion of what happened. People were booing Littler because, and that was not in the last round or the final or whatever, it was in like the quarters. People were booing him because they wanted a longer match. Littler was destroying the person. So they were like, let's boo Littler because they want to stay for longer. They want to drink more. They want to chill
out
there.
That's all they care about. That's all they care about. It's a big social event.
Luke Littler took it a little bit too personally. As is his right, he's 18 years old.
God bless him. I felt bad. Like, what do you do in the heat of that moment when the entire Alexandra Palace is booing you?
Yeah, but it's
and
not
you're
fair
only a young
you're getting booed for being so good.
Yeah.
That you can wrap it up.
But that's the thing. And like, I was watching, Littler was obviously in the final, spoiler alert, he won it. But it was such a boring final because he just stormed it. It was 7-1. And like, I was like, the power went in the pub that I was in watching the darts. And I was just like, right, grand, I'll go home and I'll watch it. By the time I walked home, the match was over. And it was like 3-1. I was like, grand, we're in for a bit of a round here. It was over so quickly.
It's like when Dublin kept winning the All-Ireland.
Not
to bring it up.
No, guys, I get you.
No, I know what you mean. It just gets a little
bit
same
repetitive. Like, give someone else
but
a chance.
But you can't begrudge an 18 or 19-year-old whatever age.
I mean, the best in the world.
So brilliant that he wraps it up quick. So?
And I always feel good about it because I know his name. And I don't know the right name of any of the rest. Long beard man. Long beard man.
Hippa's man calls Luke Littler the little fella. Which he's not.
Is he small in size, stature?
No, I don't think. He's probably. Maybe. I actually don't know. I've never met him. But I am considering getting my own dartboard and putting it in the house. I think that I will have to do this on the show at some point because I think the housemates probably wouldn't be too buzzing about it. But we'll see.
Do you have a shed somewhere big?
Yeah, no.
No.
Can we get one in here?
Yeah, please.
And just whenever we get bored. How quickly can you explain? Because I did watch the darts a good bit, but I don't know the rules.
I think if you were to watch it for 10 minutes straight, you'd get it.
I did. I watched it a lot.
Okay, well, then never mind. Take back that statement.
But I know they have to get it in the little bit.
Yeah, well, that'll be a triple, yeah. So a triple 20 is 60.
If you get
three of them.
Get it in a little bit. And that's why Luke Littler is so good. I was bloody boring for it.
It's in the name.
It's in the name.
The little.
Do you mean the bullseye?
No, the bit above that.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm.
That's not my name.
Welcome on in to That's Not My Name for a brand new year. And my God, I'm pulling in the bags and it will pass from last year, lads. Ooh. We haven't had a winner in so long. This is getting heavy.
Mind your back.
There are 22 IMC Cinema passes up for the taking.
Hey, maybe your New Year's resolution for 2026 was maybe one to win cinema passes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Or maybe two to be a little bit silly.
Mm-hmm. A little bit silly.
Or three to get involved, because this is the game for you. It's where, with absolutely no hints or clues, we try and guess your name. If we get it right, you will win yourself 22 IMC cinema passes.
Listen, all we need from you, it's so easy, is pick up your phone, send us a voice note on WhatsApp and say, my name is, and your name. My name is Emma. That's what I'll be sending in a voice note. And the only person in the room who will hear those voice notes, hands down, is producer Callum. He just needs to kind of veto everything to make sure everything's above board and you're not just coming in looking for a cinema passes.
It'd be really stupid if we could hear it, because then we'd know your name.
And
but famously, this is a game where we guess your name.
If we could hear your name, we'd be really bad at this game,
yeah,
because we lose
true.
It often.
Here is an example of how the game runs.
Player three, let's do it. Is your name Lucy?
That's not my name.
Ah, all right,
no.
Player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Hayley.
I love that name.
It's such a cool name.
Oh God,
we were never getting Hayley.
Yeah,
no, we'll always compliment your name.
Let's all just broaden our horizons, okay, and try and just think outside the box with this a little bit.
Okay.
And hope for more winning ways with this game in 2026. We need your voice notes. Just send your name in a voice note. My name is, and your name, to 087 711 1038. Come on and win 22 IMC cinema passes. Oh, the buttons are broken.
I want to do my what and
Let's do it a cappella.
Let's do it this way then. Oh, that's sad that the button broke. It's not up for it, lads.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm. Oh, thank God, we nearly didn't.
I was going to take on the role of Ting Ting.
The Ting Ting.
If that didn't work, I would have been both of them. There's two of them, isn't there? Ting one and Ting two.
I think that's how it goes.
The Ting Ting.
All right, welcome to the game where, with absolutely no hints or clues, we try and guess your name. You send us a voice note on 0877 11 1038 saying, my name is. We do not hear those voice notes. The only person in the room who hears those voice notes is producer Callum. And then we will try and guess your name. If we do guess your name, you get an incredible prize.
Oh my goodness me. I can't believe what's written in front of me. It is a shocking, staggering 22 IMC cinema passes.
Wow.
You could see Marty Supreme get slapped on the arse with a table tennis racket, which is what I assume happens.
You could see what happened in Saipan with Roy and Mick.
22 times, so that you really, really know the story.
So listen, what's going to happen is you're going to hear the voice notes that we got in. We will not hear them. We'll remove our headphones and then we will crack on and try and give away these cinema passes. Headphones off in the room.
My name is Katie.
All right.
Let's get it done.
Player one, how was the break?
It was good.
Right.
Nice.
Not giving you much there.
No, because she knows how to play the game.
She does.
She says, I'll give you nothing.
Yeah.
And you can like it.
Player one, is your name Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
That's not my name.
Okay.
All right. Player one, is your name Alana?
Ooh.
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Courtney?
That's not my name.
It's a great name.
It would be good if it was.
Player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Katie.
Katie.
Oh,
we should have gone more.
See, I tried to go more
very
adventurous.
So did
I. No, it's a beautiful name.
It's Emma's mother's name.
It is.
Yes,
tried to go too crazy, and that's on me. I'm going to reel it back in.
Katie,
going forward.
Thank you very much for getting involved. Have a great day.
See you, Katie.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's crack on again. Headphones off in the room.
Headphones
My name
off.
Is Laura.
Player two, let's talk to you.
Hello, player two.
Hey.
Happy New Year and all that crack. Player two, we are about to guess your name, and oh my God, you are going to be elated when we say your name is whatever, and
correct.
You go, yeah, that is correct. All right, player two, is your name Orla?
No.
Oh, why did you go?
Because I had written down Orla to guess.
Stop. There should be something that you win.
You both guess. There is something to be said for
there.
That. There's something in that. The two of you work very well together. You should do a radio show together. All right, player two. We've established that you're not Orla. Is your name Sharon?
No.
That's not your name.
Okay, here we go. Player two, is your name?
Is your name Mommy? Because someone just said it in the car there.
Is your name Dave's mum's name? Is your name Grania?
No.
Right, that's it.
Your name. All right, player two, reveal yourself. What is your name?
Laura.
Laura, very close to Orla.
Very
guys,
close.
Very close.
It's similar. So you were on something.
We're sorry. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Laura. No, have a great day. So. Happy New Year. Good luck. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. My God, my whole family get named out here. Yes. No joy.
Great. Named and shamed is what you're experiencing.
Final voice note.
Player three. What have we got? Player three.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take off our headphones.
My name is Hayley.
Player three, talk to me.
Talk to me.
All right, player three, I'm going to go with a teachery theme. Is your name Katrina?
My name is not Katrina. That's not my name.
That's actually, I prefer that name of the game. My name is not Katrina.
Every time, no matter what.
Emma.
Okay, player two. I'm going to stick with Fiona's theory of teachery names. And my friend is a teacher and her name is Emily. Is your name Emily?
That's not my name.
Oh. All right. Okay, player one, player three, should I say. Player one was called Katie. Katie is Emma's mother. Katie is Emma's mother. And Laura, who's player two, is Emma's sister. So I think, going with the whole theme of Emma's family, is your name Emma?
That's not my name.
It was a good theory though, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
All right, player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
Barry, my brother now.
My name is Hayley.
Hayley again?
What?
Are you the Hayley we had on a couple of weeks ago?
I was on before, but it was a good while ago now.
Oh my god.
And Hayley, are you a teacher?
I'm not a teacher, but I work at a university.
Okay, so I was kind of onto something there.
You're close.
An academic.
Yeah.
All right, Hayley, mind yourself. Talk to you later.
Have a great day, Hayley.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Right, let's just keep going with Hayley.
Yeah.
Hayley,
I like the sympathetic bones that people throw us when we get it wrong.
Say that again.
No, I'm not a teacher, but I work near a university.
It's up the road from me.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Oh my God, how have you survived 2 weeks without this?
I've really
absolute
missed it.
I've just listened back to old ones, you know.
Just so you know what I've been thinking.
Exactly.
This is the part of the show where I just give you a random thought to set you off for the day. I just send you off into Monday feeling good. Feeling maybe, I think that woman is mentally ill. And, you know, just feeling slightly confused. So we've been talking a bit throughout the show about setting the bar low with resolutions and just like setting goals and intentions that you can keep. So instead of dry January, not a very achievable goal for many of us, I'm introducing Cry January.
Oh, very nice.
You cry every day for the month of January.
Okay, doable for me.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of us are doing this anyway.
I'm going to need a whole lot of weddings.
Okay. Well, it's a cheap month to get married.
I only cry. Oh, wait, I'm going to a wedding.
Are you?
Yeah, on the 20th of January.
Okay, so just
in case you don't know, Dave sobbed like a baby at Fiona's wedding.
I only cry at weddings.
And you were starving, apparently.
Or you said emotional movies.
I'm devastated about it. I'm absolutely.
I knew she'd never let that go.
I will never. No, like that will haunt my dreams. Some stipulations: if it's someone's birthday, you don't have to cry that day. If
that's
the weekend and you want one sneaky hour off crying, that's fine. Otherwise, just be consistently crying.
Okay.
It'll cleanse your ear ducts. It'll keep the eyes lubricated. It'll remove irritants and debris, fight infection, and protect the surface of the eye.
Crying fight infection.
Apparently, because you're cleaning it all out. You're cleaning out all your eye stuff.
Can I say something weird?
Yes, the infection of sadness.
Can I say something weird and unpopular? I don't mind January.
Okay.
In the sense that, like, everyone's broke, weather's crap, everything. But don't you just love being like, it's January, you don't have to do that. You can just be on the couch.
You can just cry.
Exactly. You can be whatever you want to be in January.
That's
so true.
There's
no expectation on anyone to be brilliant in January. And I like
the absolute opposite. I think it's mainly expectation. Go to the gym, start eating healthy.
I don't mind all that.
Well, I've changed it. Just cry.
Just cry.
Cry January.
Okay.
I read something online the other day that we're in the middle of wintering and you shouldn't be putting any pressure on yourself. We're in the middle of winter. Focus on getting through that like nature tells us.
Dead right.
But go to the gym three times a day.
This is Spin.